I'm just going to give a few brief instructions on sitting meditation. Well, most of you have probably heard it before, but just as a brief review, we'll be practicing primarily the Anapanasati in this first period, trying to develop initial concentration in the body or in the breathing. The posture is also important, that we use the not only the breathing but also paying attention to the posture of the body, because meditation happens, you know, through our nervous system and the spinal column in the brain, the nervous system energy relaying those impulses to the brain to help keep us awake. So if we're slouching and the head is down and spine is slouching, then the mind will become drowsy and not clear. So keeping the posture straight is important in the sitting meditation, so paying attention to posture even while you're focusing on the breathing is also a very useful practice. And you can focus your attention on practicing Anapanasati if you're used to focusing the attention at the tip of the nostrils, and if you're able to focus there and have good concentration, then you can continue to use that as your primary focus of attention. But otherwise, the alternative, what I normally recommend people, is to focus the attention on the expanding and contracting sensations of the breathing in the abdomen or the rib cage or the chest area, just to keep your attention kind of focused there in the middle of the body, and just being alert to notice where you feel the sensations of the breathing, the expanding and contracting of the abdomen or the rib cage. You might feel the touch of clothing against your stomach or rib cage as it expands or contracts, producing friction. So those are also good points to pay attention to keep the mind alert. And to know when you're breathing in, and to know when you're breathing out. And also to try to feel the short pauses between the breaths. After the in-breath, there's a short pause, maybe very short, but still there's a short pause. And then the out-breath starts. And at the end of the out-breath, there's another short pause before the next in-breath starts. So we try to keep the attention focused on that process to build up a good concentration. Of course, the three main obstacles to the meditation are sleepiness, means the mind gets drowsy, and the pains, the physical pains from the sitting posture, whether it's in your knees or your back or any place else, and the incessant thinking or wandering thoughts. So at the same time as you're focusing on the breathing, you have to be alert for what I call the three thieves. These are the thieves that try to steal our concentration. That means sleepiness, distractions of pains, and the wandering mind. So If you catch yourself, you know, kind of drowsing off, you have to make a note, try to make a mental note and recognize it as sleepy. And then try to straighten your posture up. If you start to go to sleep or drowsy, that means you lost your posture. You're probably slouching or the head has gone down. And try to mindfully straighten back up, lift the chin up level to the floor, and try to keep the inward curve of the lower spine in place. That's also important. The spine has a natural inward curve in the lumbar vertebrae. And so try to keep that natural curve of the spine in place to help keep the body erect. If you allow that spine to bulge outwards, then gravity keeps pulling us down and you'll wind up getting lots of different pains, and the mind will be half asleep. So paying attention to the posture and correcting the posture is equally important in the beginning as the concentrating on the breathing. And if you catch yourself lost in thought, make a mental note of thinking. I mean, recognize that you're thinking, and then you gently let go of the content of that thought and keep coming back to the breathing in and breathing out. Or you can also, and then when pains arise and take your attention, you know, try to observe those painful feelings as they pull on your mind, and try to relax around them, relax your body, relax the mind, and see those sensations as impermanent, and try to let go of them and keep coming back to feel your breathing and the posture. So I'm going to be giving a kind of a guided, making comments about this during the meditation every some minutes, just as a reminder. If your mind has gotten lost in thoughts or sleeping when you hear the voice, then try to wake back up and come back to your concentration. And at the beginning of the meditation, it's also helpful to take some deep, slow breaths. And I'm going to chant Namo Buddhaya one time, just to help relax your mind into the present moment, and just feeling your body sitting and breathing. So just try to sit straight, kind of feel your buttocks and feet grounded to the floor. And kind of lift the spine up straight. Feel the straight back and the head in a straight line. Try to have your chin, lift the chin up so it's parallel or level to the floor. So relax your shoulders. Relax your face muscles. And then begin taking a few deep, slow breaths. Boo.